Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. Again, the number 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And coming up, the U.S. military has purchased this massive spying dragnet. And this is nothing new, right? I mean, they've been doing this. Well, I mean, they've been researching them and developing them. This is the first time I've heard about them purchasing one from a private company.
What is a dragnet?
This one basically drags all of the information off of the internet and organizes it for them in a useful way.
Wow.
Apparently, roughly 90% of the world's internet traffic is being caught by this one particular tool.
Wow,
so,
that's crazy.
If it's true, the American military just gained access to, 90% of all of the internet traffic, including data, email data, browsing history, and other information like sensitive internet cookies and other stuff like that. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about nurses now being told that they can be sued if they listen to their doctors. Now, look, I'm not a medical professional. Nikki, you happen to be, but I'm not. It seems to me like there's a hierarchy as far as, like, who's in charge goes.
Yeah, so
right.
Essentially nurses have to work under a doctor's license.
Okay, yeah, so that's pretty much what I would assume. So if a doctor says, hey, do this, and a nurse says, no, I'm not doing that, it, at the very least, could be cause for firing, right?
It could, yeah. I guess it depends on the circumstance, but it could.
Because the doctor, I'm assuming, is presumed to actually know what is best because, they're the ones with the medical license. But, again, I don't know. That's all very weird. But, Bonnie, you've had this story for a few days now. I know you had it Monday and we didn't get into it because, as people tend to do, they call.
We had a lot of good calls, actually.
We did, but I wish they wouldn't wait until, the last hour of the show to call. People, if you're going to call tonight, go ahead and do that.
Right now.
603-283-6160. But this is 10 ways to live like a millionaire, even if you're not a millionaire.
Oh, I need this one.
And I always like this. Everyone loves a list, right? That's one of the things I've always heard since I first joined the internet. And it's true. If I had, two different articles to choose from and one presented it to me in, like, top 10 list form, I'm going to watch that one or read that one. So what is this exactly? I got it right, correct? 10 ways to live like a millionaire, even if you're not one?
Even if your bank account is empty. It's from the Foundation for Economic Education.
So even if you're broke, you can enjoy these luxuries.
Yep. I don't think any of them are supposed to cost money, at least not a lot.
See, I would have assumed that everything that a millionaire did cost money in one way or another. I would have assumed that.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of things are just you need money to have the luxury of time type of thing.
That's true.
Want me to go ahead with number
one?
Yeah, go ahead with it. Number one is be fit. There's a strong negative correlation between wealth and obesity in wealthy countries. Why? Contrary to popular belief, the rich are not slimmer because a healthy diet is more expensive or they can afford personal trainers. They are slimmer because they invest more thought into what they eat.
Makes sense to me. That makes sense.
So it's not even a matter of exercising more or anything like that. It's just, I mean, this tracks with most of the things I know about people. Most of the people I know don't spend a lot of time thinking about the quality of the food they're going to eat. They will eat Taco Bell or McDonald's or whatever and just carry on their lives just fine. And, of course, they're ballooning in size.
Yeah, and, of course, those things are usually more affordable and they're quicker and easier for people who are busy working and whatnot.
Fast food.
But I think it's also, not really a cultural thing, but, what's passed down to you, right? So
sure.
If you grow up in a wealthier family and you always eat, sit-down dinners and, mom's cooking and it's healthy or you have a private chef or whatever, that's going to be what you're used to and you're going to carry that into adulthood. But a lot of lower-income families are just, TV dinners, whatever, because their parents maybe don't have the capacity to even, like, or the energy to think about what to cook for dinner, so they just choose whatever's cheapest and easiest. And people will typically pass those habits on to adulthood as well, so...
Those are really excellent points, and it saddens me to think about, but yeah, I mean, I grew up, you know, on TV dinners and that, all that sort of stuff, too, until I went to live with my grandmother, who was like, no, I'm going to smack you, and you're going to eat an actual home-cooked meal sort of thing.
Oh, that's nice.
I guess. I mean,
minus the smacking part, I suppose.
Well, I mean, it worked, you know, I stopped eating TV dinners, and now I don't live a lifestyle of, you know, McDonald's and Burger King and Taco Bell, but I look around me, and it's kind of sad. Like, I had to stop by Walgreens on the way here tonight to pick up a prescription that I needed to pick up, and, like, the drive-thru line at Burger King was wrapped around the building.
Yeah, it's crazy,
right? It always is, yeah, and that's the worst Burger King I've ever been to. I don't know why. I've went there a couple times when I was just visiting Ian before I moved here, and he didn't have a coffee machine, and he didn't eat breakfast in the morning. He didn't eat till 5 p.m. So I went to Burger King a couple times, and I've just always been like, no, never again. It's disgusting. I don't know why. It's just something wrong with it.
I've never been in there. I've gone through their drive-thru a couple of times, I think. Like, on one occasion, I came back from Fork Fest or something like that, and it was like 9:30 at night before I got back. I was like, you know, I'm going to hate myself for it, but I'm just going to stop in here and get some Burger King. But it's always, you're right, it's always like that. That line is always wrapped around, and McDonald's has the same problem, and so does the Wendy's here, and the Taco Bell, the KFC. Even though the Taco Bell and the KFC, they're like out of the way, right? I tend to forget they even exist.
Me too,
yeah. They are kind of hidden.
But they're still constantly busy from people who don't put any consideration whatsoever into what they're putting into their bodies.
I picked up an Uber Eats order from that KFC once, and it wasn't even worth the time. Like, I shouldn't have, because they weren't letting you go inside yet. It was like the end of COVID or whatever, and they wouldn't let me go inside, so I had to wait in the line, and it wasn't even worth my time to, like, make that amount of money because the line was so long and took so long to get through.
So that's always good advice. You know, pay attention to what you eat, I think, you know, and that's good advice for everyone, whether you're trying to live like a millionaire or what. So what is number two?
Wear well-fitting clothes. The fashionable rich are not stylish because they can afford luxury brands. They are fashionable because... Disagreeing in a way. They are fashionable because they are conscious of fit and style. You don't need to go to a bespoke haute couture tailor to dress well. You can find something that fits you at Goodwill. Okay, well, that's all true, but I'm just saying, it's not like if your only option is to shop at Walmart and somebody else's options are anywhere in the world, that they're not just going to naturally look better than you.
Well, but. And you can also wear nicer brands of clothes and utilize sales. Like, I recently bought a bunch of jeans from Lucky Brand, which are like $100 or more a piece, and I got them all, like, I think the cheapest, I got a pair of shorts for like $16.99.
Same.
And then I got some jeans for $40. So if you use things like Honey, which is one of those things you can install on your computer to tell you when there are sales, or you can put it in your cart and it tells you when it's cheaper. You can be smart about it.
Miss Cole, I've never heard of Honey. I was scared you were about to talk about one of these buy now, pay later sorts of things.
No.
So I'm glad to hear that wasn't the case.
No, it's like a coupon thing.
Yeah, Honey is great. It searches the internet for you, and it's free, but you can have a membership.
Coupons as well, right? It's a browser extension.
Yeah. Yep.
Exactly. Okay, I had heard about that way back in the day, because it's just a browser extension that automatically, like, crawls the internet for coupon codes to apply at disk checkout and stuff like that.
Yeah. I had heard about it, but I wasn't using it, and Matt, like, flipped out and was like, oh, I can't believe you're not using Honey. Like, you shouldn't buy anything without checking Honey first. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll download it then.
Good advice. I don't know about fitting and style and all. I don't care what the latest style or fashion trend really is.
Chasing trends is a horrible idea, because if something doesn't work for you, it doesn't matter if it's trendy. That's what I feel.
That's really true. I hate the skinny jean thing that's going on right now.
It's
absolutely
terrible.
Hate it, but it's what's popular, so it's what everyone is wearing. I'm like, can we get bell bottoms back or something?
I think they are coming back.
Yeah, they are. I like bell bottom things, especially like bell bottom leggings. I love how that looks, but skinny jeans just look better on me than, like, most other jeans, and I think it's from being short, so it just really depends on what you look like, I think.
But if you're chasing, you know, what's fashionable or whatever, you're changing your wardrobe every year or every 2 years, and you're not going to find the latest fashion trends at Goodwill. You're just not. You may find something that fits, but it's going to be the last fashion trend and not the current one. Coming up, 8 more ways that you can live like a millionaire. So far, it's really good advice. You know, I've never seen a millionaire sloppily dressed, so maybe that's something people should look into. What are your thoughts? Don't wait till the end of the show. What do you do to live like a millionaire? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, where you're invited to take control of the airwaves. You can talk about whatever's important to you, 603-283-6160, if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. I want to tell you about Bullion, Max. If you're not paying attention to the world right now and investing in gold and silver, I suspect, this is not financial advice, but I suspect you're going to be regretting that decision at some point in the near future. Europe is in really bad shape. And this, if you're not already there in Europe with your gold and silver, you might already be screwed. Here in the United States, things aren't that bad. You can hedge your bets against the inflation, the destruction of the currency that is going to result, because Europe has no gas right now. They're getting it from Russia. It's a mess what's going on there in Europe. What the people are clamoring for in order to solve this problem is government handouts. Well, in order for government to pay your electricity bill that's like 20 times higher than it was a month before, they're going to have to inflate the currency. And BullionMax.com/FTL will get you started with a silver purchase. You get 5 ounces of silver just over market price. You get it at the employee discount. That's BullionMax.com/FTL. And this allows you to protect yourself against these inflationary monetary policies that we see from these governments around the world, that they don't care if they're destroying your money supply. As long as they get one more year of power, elect them for one more term, and they promise they'll fix everything. So BullionMax.com/FTL, that's where you need to go to get started. You get, again, the employee discount, and it's 5 ounces of silver. It's hard to beat. I've ordered some, finally, after several weeks of attempting to, and it's absolutely beautiful, some of it. I mean, I'm a huge fan of silver anyway, because it's absolutely beautiful. I don't have as much silver as I do gold, because the gold back makes having gold so easy and so convenient.
And the gold back makes gold's so pretty. Like, I love silver, too. I love the sound, like, tapping it. I love doing that. But goldbacks are just so pretty because they're like art.
They are. But, you know, silver is also like art. Most of the silver that I get is engraved. I do have some, 10-ounce silver bar that I got from Silver Dave here in New Hampshire. And it's boring and plain and ugly. But, I mean, it's still a piece of silver, which makes it absolutely beautiful.
Still prettier than USD.
It's absolutely prettier than USD. So BullionMax.com/FTL. We're talking about ways that you can live like a millionaire, even if you aren't one, even if you have $0 in your bank account. So far, it's all pretty obvious stuff like eating better than, you know, putting thought into what you eat, which I think is good advice, and wearing clothes that actually fit you. I don't know about that one, you know. Baggy clothes, they may not fit everyone's idea of what looks good and what doesn't look good, but I'm a fan. You know?
The article says baggy clothes make you look adolescent and sloppy. But I like baggy shirts sometimes.
Yeah, I like baggy band t-shirts.
Yeah, I
feel personally attacked by this.
Yeah.
Plus, honestly, I feel adolescent when I'm wearing too much tight clothing. Like, I feel like I look like a middle schooler trying to show off my boobs or something. Like,
yep.
I really don't like that feeling. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's so true. When I was in middle school, I had, like, some, like, whatever, like, body image issues. So sure. I would always be like, no, I swear I'm a size zero. And I would always buy ill-fitting clothes just because I was like, no, I'm a zero. And then eventually, like, once I became an adult, I was like, let's just get clothes that fit, can we?
That's understandable. I think clothes that fit, you know, in the important parts is, you know, important, like clothes that actually fit your shoulders or your waist or whatever. I don't think by baggy clothes, I don't mean someone out there should, you know, throw in a pair of size, you know, 80 pants if they were supposed to wear like a size 32 or whatever. I'm thinking men's measurements here, but a size 20 instead of wearing a size 7 like they should be. That's not what people mean by baggy. I mean, like, and I don't know how to characterize the difference, but I don't mean throw on clothes that are, you know, 15 sizes too big. I just mean it can be loose fitting, and yeah. I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah, I tend not to think that's a problem either.
But evidently these people disagree, so what else do they have to offer us?
One last thing on the clothing thing, because I like solutions. It says, because lots of people will be like, ugh, they're telling me to dress more, you know, better, but they're not telling me how. It says, men check out Art of Manliness, and women check out Evie magazine, EVIE. So, I don't know, I just wanted to add that.
I don't know about getting my fashion tips from a magazine. I'm not 19 anymore.
Or from a libertarian publication. But.
I wasn't going to go there, but I'm glad you did. This is Evie Magazine, E-V-I-E.
Yep, I've heard of it. Not sure what it is, though.
I've never heard of it. I don't know. I'm curious now. I mean, it looks like it's just your standard women's magazine website so far. I don't know. I'll check it out some other time.
Well, number three is show up on time and be fully present. The rich are not always punctual and the poor are not always late, but the wealthy can afford to be physically and mentally present for occasions that they deem worth their time, something many humans struggle to do.
That's good. I mean, showing up on time is, I prefer to show up early. It gives me time to mentally prepare, but to me, that's on time because I include that in the on time part. It's the whole being there early thing. So that's good advice. Not being late is generally good advice, and paying attention to where you are and what you're doing also, as you might suspect, is a good thing to do.
I mean, I think this is good advice, but I don't know if it would make me feel like a millionaire.
That's a really good point.
Let's see what it says. It says, in a 2019 experiment involving 2,250 adults, Harvard psychologists Matthew Killingsworth and Daniel Gilbert found that the human brain is wired for continuous distraction, concluding that a typical person spends 47% of every waking hour mind-wandering, an experience so ordinary we rarely notice it. Well, like, daydreaming.
So if I take Adderall, will I feel like a millionaire?
Honestly,
maybe.
Maybe, yeah, because she just gets so much done.
So that's what they're saying here. But, I mean, if the average human adult spends like 47% of their time with their mind wondering, how are you supposed to control that? It sounds like that's just what it means
Adderall.
To be human. Unless you're doing Adderall.
I just like recently, like in the last year, I've tried to make it a conscious effort to just be more present. And that's just a really hard thing to do. It's like trying to remember to sit up straight for people who don't just like naturally sit up straight. It's just like, oh yeah, I'm not doing it. It's just like a constant, I don't know, yelling at yourself in your head. But it says, as with diet, the root cause of our mental disengagement is often stress. It's easier to be present when you have self-discipline and can spend money to make your distractions go away. But if you're poor, there is something else you can throw away to make your stressors go away. Attachments.
Oh, and I think meditation would be a really good tool. You know, that's a free thing you can do, even if you don't have time, like 5 minutes, and that's a great tool to, like, be more mindful and kind of
more focused.
Yeah, more focused.
Yeah, but I mean, attachments, sure, if you want to become a Buddhist, you can live at more, I'm starting to wonder what they mean by living like a millionaire here, because I'm not sure we're on the same page anymore.
And, like, most of the millionaires that I'm thinking of, I don't think they're super, I mean, I guess maybe, like, business millionaires who are, like, self-made and whatnot, but I'm thinking of a lot of people who just inherited money, and I don't think they're super mindful, and I don't know.
Unfortunately, I don't think they really explain what they mean by feeling like a millionaire, but we're going to talk more about what exactly they think you should do. It is still good advice, even if I don't think it's going to make you feel like a millionaire or help you live like a millionaire or whatever. Being mindful is a good thing. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Addressing the 77th United Nations General Assembly, President Joe Biden announces $2.9 billion in assistance to combat global food shortages.
No matter what else divides us, if parents cannot feed their children, nothing else matters. if parents cannot feed their children.
The president pushing back at Russian claims that the West is causing food crisis through sanctions. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the central bank is strongly committed to bringing inflation down.
We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
Donald Trump Jr. is slamming New York's attorney general for suing him and the Trump family. On Twitter, he said, "This is all about politics." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. "Honestly, this stuff works." Nick, "Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job." Karoka Fam, "Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks." Arlene, 5 stars. "Love this product, Extendivite." Terry W, 5 stars. "Can't say enough. Great product." Freya, 5 stars. "I just ordered another." To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And man, I must be really rusty at my job because we just promoted BullionMax.com and we're talking about ways that someone can look and feel like a millionaire, ways one can live like a millionaire without actually being one, and without actually being one. And there's, if you really want to feel like a millionaire, clank around some silver, some literal silver in your pockets, man. That's how you will achieve it. If you want to feel like a millionaire, have some actual money of value. But I didn't think to say that, and I don't want to rehash the Bullion Max thing, but I'm just saying, just observing here that I should have drawn, connected those two things together mentally. But we are here talking about ways that one can feel like a millionaire or live like a millionaire, and I'm not sure that I agree with the authors here on a lot of this stuff, like eating healthy or eating, being more mindful of what you eat, being more mindful of where you're at and what you're doing. These are all good things, but I'm not convinced they're going to make me feel like a millionaire. If I follow all 10 of these steps, I don't think I'll feel any different.
Well, I think that the food one is like, if your body feels better, you'll get more things done. You'll be more positive. You won't have to feel like you're struggling as much. And that's like, being poor is just partially feeling like I don't have enough to do what I want to do is like the, one of the worst things about it.
Or that saying like, oh, I feel like $1 million. You know. Really? Maybe that's more what they mean? I don't know.
really good points, especially the health and eating one, because we are what we eat. So if you're, you know, cramming McDonald's and crap like that into your body all the time, then you're not going to have a lot of energy to go jogging and do all of these other productive things. So definitely be mindful of what you eat and, you know, make changes to your diet accordingly to look and feel healthier. What else do they have to offer?
Well, we never finish this one about show up on time and be fully present, because it goes into why it says get rid of distractions. I mean, distractions, but also attachments. And I also kind of don't really agree with the whole Buddhist, like, you should have no attachments thing. Like, I'm always going to be attached to being in coconut, and getting rid of that wouldn't help me. Like, oh, I don't care what happens to you and isn't going to help me. And sometimes I think people take that too far.
I mean, it could, right? I'm a Buddhist in the sense that I think they're correct. I don't apply it as much as I should, but I think that's correct. If I'm not worried about something that can happen to someone else because I'm not attached to them, then I'm more at peace with what is going on in the present.
Well, worrying is, the worst part about it is, like, just basically casting a spell on the people that you care about by saying, oh, well, this bad thing could happen, and imagining it for no reason when it won't help your situation at all.
Well, and I think with the attachments thing, it's also being completely happy and content and at peace with yourself and your, current state without having to outsource to, like, objects and other people.
Right. I think the Buddhist maxim, there's four noble truths. I think the first one is that, there is suffering. I don't remember exactly how they're all phrased, but the gist of it is that desire is the cause of all suffering, desire and attachment, that sort of thing. And as far as I can tell, that's simply just an observation. If you have no expectation about things going good or things going bad, then you can't ever be disappointed with them going badly, because they didn't go good, they didn't go bad, they just went. But that's me. You know, other people disagree, and I don't think your average millionaire is a Buddhist. If they were, I don't think they would have become millionaires in the first place.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Maybe they mean it a little different. It says all relationships and possessions cost time and money. Some relationships...
That's true of the $1 million the millionaire has in the bank as well.
Yep.
But I definitely agree on physical attachments. I have a guitar collection that I'm working on. I didn't want to ever think of myself as a guitar collector, but I use them all, right? So it's not like they're just sitting there being a collector. It's not like a game collection or a stamp collection or anything like that. It's like, these things are literally useful to me. But I have some friends who just moved from Ohio to, like, Tennessee, and their entire house of stuff. And granted, they have three kids. It's two of them and three kids. But the sheer volume of crap that they had to move from one place to another. Yeah, I've got like six guitars at this point. But guitars aside, if I had to take all of my possessions, I could fit them in my Eclipse. Everything except the music equipment.
That's what I like about Ian, too. He has a lot of things that, like, the studio and stuff, but in just, like,
but see,
useless
that's another
things,
thing that it does
yeah,
something.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, like the minimalistic.
Useless things he doesn't collect. And I've always been sort of that way, but Ian makes me look like a hoarder comparatively.
And, you know, I love video games, but that's where I diverge from so many of these video game players, is that there's so many who are like, well, if you don't have the actual original hardware and the actual original games, then you're just a hack or whatever. I'm like, dude, you have an entire room of your house that looks like it belongs to a six-year-old. Okay, come on. I've got a folder on my computer that has all of that crap in it.
That's much better. I've still got
plenty of space. And I can, you know, I don't have to have these wires running everywhere to connect 50 different consoles. I can just click a different icon. So I'm not a fan of collecting stuff in general. To me, it's a waste of space. It's maintenance, first of all. You got to dust it. You got to pick it up and dust under it. I don't want to do all that crap. Just for the sheer purpose of being lazy, I don't want to have to clean up my own crap.
Well, and it makes me anxious to see things everywhere. Like, I'm constantly giving things away, throwing things away, just because I'm like, we don't need all this. Like, let's get rid of it.
Yeah, my ex-wife was like that. Well, not like that. She was the opposite of that. We're like, every surface in the house, everywhere, every desk, every counter, every desktop, everything had to be filled with crap.
No.
It had to have, you know, knickknacks and books and little
trinkets. Knickknacks are the worst.
And all sorts of crap. And we have cats. Right? So it was just a bad recipe in the first place. But she got that from her mom, I'm guessing. I don't know. I just can't stand it. Why there's like a little 6-inch by 6-inch space for me to put my drink down. Everywhere else is just covered with crap that I don't care about, that came from yours. It's a 50-cent unicorn trinket. Can we please throw this in the trash?
But to some people, that makes them happy.
Some people are better at it than others though. Like, one of Nikki's friends that I went to her house, I commented, like, your house is so cozy because there's just all these cute knickknacks and stuff everywhere, but she has, like, you know, really cute taste, and her house feels so homey, and she's like a mom, and you just think that she'd be a good mom to live with or whatever. I think you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know if I do or not. But, I mean, if you can make it work, then make it work, right? But then you have the other people who go the opposite direction, who they don't really care if it works as long as it looks good. Like these Instagram moms and stuff like that, they don't actually use their living room. God forbid someone actually come in there and sit down in the living room, because that's going to ruin their perfect Instagram shot, and they just can't have that.
I would say one thing I don't like about myself is that I don't really decorate things in... Like, I go too far. Like, I like to have not a lot of
There's
things.
There's pumpkins over there. Decorating.
I, like, my room is just looks like how Ian's room looked like when I moved in here. Like, I don't really decorate things, and I never really have, and my sister's
doing?
Really good
you
at it.
You sleep in it, right?
Well, I have, like, my clothes and stuff. It doesn't have, like, I don't know. I don't
mean,
have any
not
good
like
taste.
A room you hang out in. So why would you decorate it, right?
Well, my sister's just so naturally good at this. She just makes her room look like her personality and stuff like that. And for some reason, I didn't get that part of Jean's that she has. She's also, like, really good at dressing and stuff like that. And I think that if your house is really ugly and plain, it can make you depressed. And I used to think, like, oh, I should decorate, and I never have any energy to do that.
So what else did I have to offer as far as living like a millionaire? I can't imagine too many millionaires adjusting the trinkets on their desk to make sure they're perfectly equidistant or whatever. But maybe they do. Well, I know I don't want to, and I don't like having the crap.
Here's something, though. It's still talking about the no possessions, and this might give us some info into this writer's life. It says, I didn't own a car until I got my master's degree at 23.
Oh, my gosh. Give me a break.
Dude, imagine even getting your master's at 23.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not that I couldn't afford or didn't want a car. I knew that it would be an ongoing cost and distraction for my main goal of completing my education.
They just live in a city, because living in rural New Hampshire, I need a car. I'm sorry.
Well, right. Mommy and Daddy were letting them use their car.
Right. Yeah.
Just because they didn't own a car doesn't mean they didn't have one. And getting your master's at 23, I'm sorry, dude, it sounds to me like you may have a little bit of a spoiled life there. Even the people I know who have masters didn't get them before 25. 603-283-6160. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, that's 603-283-6160. Talking about what it means to be a millionaire here. Just lifestyle tips in general, it seems to be what is coming from the Foundation for Economic Education. That's correct, right? This is Fee that we're reading from. And, you know, maybe you missed the boat and you're not a Bitcoin billionaire or you're not a Bitcoin millionaire, but you're still sitting there. Because, I mean, if you're a Bitcoin billionaire, what the hell are you doing listening to us anyway? Go retire on a beach, you lunatic, or whatever it is you want to do with your spare time. But, you know, there are plenty of people out there who are hardworking and they're trying to invest in their future. And I don't think you should look at Bitcoin and cryptocurrency as an investment, but as a way to secure your place in the future. And I guess, in a sense, that's a different way of saying investment, but it's not... I don't think you should get into cryptocurrency with the goal of buying cryptocurrency, waiting until it goes up in value, and then selling cryptocurrency. No, you should be buying the cryptocurrency so that in the future, when the world is run on cryptocurrency, you have your stake in there. You can make purchases. You can make sales. You can find out what the hell I'm talking about at Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started at the top of the page. Take just a few minutes out of your day. That's all it takes. You can dig as deep into this or as shallowly into this as you want, but you shouldn't get into cryptocurrency without first learning about it. So head on over to Bitcoin.com. And if you do already know about it, news.bitcoin.com will keep you in the loop on everything that's happening in the cryptocurrency world, all on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website. All of that and more over at Bitcoin.com. Talking about Fee here, the Foundation for Economic Education, one of my more favorite foundations. I think this is the one that Ron Paul is, or no, he was the Foundation for Rational and Economic Education. I think I still like Fee, though.
But, I like Fee.
Yeah. But there's so many. Free was the one that Ron Paul was affiliated with, which, again, was the Foundation for Rational and Economic Education, whereas Fee is the Foundation for Economic Education. It all gets very confusing.
Was
Don't worry. I'm
related?
As confused as you are.
Was that related? Like, was he jabbing at Fee when he made it or anything?
I doubt it. That's not really Ron Paul's style, so I doubt it.
What I like about Fee is a lot of the writers, like on Twitter and stuff, they push back against the conservatarians. Well, the conservatives who think they're libertarians.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
I love
I do
that.
Like that.
I liked that about Reason, too, but I don't know if Reason still does that.
They you know always... what? I'm thinking of Reason. Sorry.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah,
they do.
They are. Okay, awesome. Because they're really good at that. And they're little clips with that guy. I don't know that guy's name, but he's so funny. He was the one who did the, you know, 20 gifts ideas for libertarians or whatever. And I can't think of any examples off the top of my head, but one of them is like a doorbell that shouts, "Come back with a warrant," or something like
that's
that.
That's great.
It was really cool. And that's put forward by Reason, and they do great work over there. But this is FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, FEE.org, I think is the website. And they also do great work. And here they put together a list of 10 things that you can do to help feel like a millionaire. What is the next one on their list, Bonnie?
Number 4 is take care in your appearance. And I, just before we even read it, I just have to say I agree. Like, there's so many people.
I don't know what you're going to say, but I agree.
There's just so many people that are just willfully ugly. Like, even, like, the ugliest person could just try a little harder and look better. Like, I've seen some people that I've been like, I literally said the words about a girl that I went to high school with. I feel bad for her because she's just unhelpably ugly. And now I still have her on, like, in social media and stuff. And she looks really good because she started caring and taking care of herself. Like, her face didn't change. She didn't go get plastic surgery. She just started doing things differently.
I mean, there is... I think there probably are some people who are, as you put it, unhelpably ugly.
Maybe.
That said, I think most people, they could... They're either not putting any work into their appearance or they're not doing it in the right way, right? They're not accurately... They're not taking the time to evaluate their features and saying, okay, these are strong features. I should highlight these, and I should direct attention away from these, which is why I do my eyeshadow to direct people to my eyes, which is one of my better features. Most people don't do that. They just think, okay, well, I mean, men don't do any of that anyway, but women are just, okay, well, I throw on eyeshadow and lipstick and lip gloss, and I'm good to go. But, you know, you do need to spend some time. Make sure your haircut fits your facial structure and all of that sort of thing. I think that's good advice.
Things that, like, work for you specifically. It's like the trend-chasing thing. Like, everyone wanted to wear the same exact ugly mask of makeup in, like, 2016 when Jeffree Star was really big on YouTube, and it just looked horrible on most people. So take care in your appearance. No amount of wealth will give you a younger body, and plastic surgery can only do...
Well, that's a lie. I mean, let's just be honest. That is a lie. If you don't have a lot of money, you're going to stress out a lot. And stress is going to give you wrinkles. It's going to ruin your skin. It's going to make your hair gray. It's going to make you unattractive. That's just the obvious things. However, yes, Botox, plastic surgery, all of these things exist. Facelifts, all of it exists, and it can all be paid for with money. There's a reason that... Sandra Bullock is like a grandmother, and, dude, I would date her.
Yeah, she looks like she's 30.
Yeah, she's like twice my age. I would date this lady. And that's
like
true of a lot
Salma
of
Salma Hayek.
Dude, I can't even think of her as being 60 years
right?
old.
Exactly.
So, I mean, yeah, and it's not because, you know, they're eating salads or whatever that they look like that. It's because they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on cosmetic surgery.
I was just thinking about this show. I forget what it was called, but it was Extreme Makeover or something where they would take, like, their friends would nominate them, and they would take this person who was just, like, ungroomed and just didn't know what to do. What not to wear? No, because I think, well, maybe it was What Not to Wear. Yeah, because then they would do the makeover after.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it was What Not to Wear. And they would just, like, show them, like, these are clothes that are flattering for your body type. This would make, you know, this would make you look more attractive, whatever.
And they'd help them stop being attached to stupid things that they liked. Like, if there was somebody who's like, it's just my thing. I just wear tutus every day. Like, there's all kinds of people like that. That's why they got nominated for the show. And they would be like, listen, this is what it's making you look like. Just here's a dose of reality. And it was awesome.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Like, one of the reasons I wear skirts is because I have no lower body features to speak of whatsoever. So with skirts being more comfortable, that makes the most sense for me to wear. But, like, if you have a really great lower figure, throw on a pair of tight jeans or whatever. Do what works for you. Good advice. But, you know, it isn't going to work for everyone. And this isn't a way of, you know, being attractive or unattractive. That said, I don't think I've ever seen an ugly millionaire.
I have.
You have.
I can't think of an example, but I know I definitely have.
What's his name's wife?
Elon Musk.
He's oh, yeah, Elon Musk and Grimes
attractive.
Are ugly.
Okay, that's true.
Arya doesn't think that Grimes is ugly.
Grimes is ugly in some pictures. I'll give you that. But on the whole, I think she has pleasant, like, the great example of exactly what we're talking about. Some of these pictures of her are just not flattering. She's got her makeup wrong. She's got her hair wrong. Everything about her is wrong, and she's not attractive.
I think she's just naturally very ugly, and that she's done lots of things to assist to where she's had, like, a slight glow up and looks okay in some pictures with crap tons of makeup on and things like that.
So what's their next piece of advice?
Well, we didn't get into how to take care in your appearance.
Okay.
So there are free or low-cost ways to dramatically slow down aging or look younger. Here are some suggestions for both women and men.
Stop smoking.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't think about that. And it's not on here.
Stop doing drugs.
I don't even know if that's true, right? Because I smoked through most of my entire life, and people think, in general, that I'm younger than I am. So,
well, it affects everyone differently, right? So I know some people have been smoking for 50 years. It didn't really affect their appearance that you can see, and they don't have cancer or anything. But you know, I know some people who are smoking for 10 years and maybe doing drugs, too, and it's like, whoa. You've aged a lot.
So you have, like, Ozzy Osbourne, who's, like, 150 years old now, and they look like they're still 60.
Yeah.
So what else did they have to say, Bonnie?
Use sun protection. I don't really like this one. I think that the only reason that people's skin gets messed up from the sun is because they eat seed oils.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, to a certain extent, we evolved to get sunlight, right? I mean,
yeah.
We get a key nutrient, vitamin D, from sunlight.
I'm a firm believer that the chemicals in sunblock actually give you skin cancer.
Me too. That's why I just don't wear it at all.
I've never used sunblock in my life. I've used tanning beds, though, and I set a limit on how long I was going to use tanning beds, and this past year was the last year that I'm ever going to do it. I've only did it sparingly there because I know they're going to give you skin cancer, right? At least in theory, but don't they just, like, supercharge what the sun does?
Yeah, pretty much. It's just UV rays.
Yeah. So, I don't know. All of these things are good advice. I don't know about sunscreen, though, because, you know, if human beings evolved, and I understand, you know, when humans didn't wear sunscreen all the time, they died at the age of 23 of, you know, sepsis and cholera and stuff like that. So maybe there's some truth to it, but I don't see sunscreen as being a useful tip for people.
I think slathering your skin with things that are unnatural, like the stuff that's in sunscreen other than just the SPF stuff and in foundation, is pretty bad for you. Like, I stopped wearing foundation like half of this year, and I seriously remember telling my friend I thought I was getting wrinkles, and those are all just gone. I think that the makeup, a lot of makeup, like, really has been, it starts the aging process for people. I don't know. It's just my theory.
Well, wearing something on your skin, wearing paint on your skin all the time, it really can't be good for you. There's more coming out. We're going to wrap this article up. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on what you do to look and feel great. There is more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.